Hey, man, mail services, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm trying to reach out Wenzel, please.
Who's speaking?
This is Dennis. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
You calling regarding?
I actually spoke to him in the past in reference to financing for the company.
Okay, hold on, please.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, Winsley?
Yes.
Hey, sir, how's it going? This is Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Yes.
I actually spoke to you quite a while ago in the past. I think you were looking to open up another location, but it may have been for a restaurant or something like that. I'm just trying to go through my notes, and that is actually
that
for a restaurant.
A year ago.
Yeah, it was, I think the first time we spoke was way back in June of 2014.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was quite a while ago. Maybe you remember me now.
Yeah, I
but,
remember.
But, yeah, I was just checking back in. I didn't know how that all panned out for you, and just checking on your current business.
I didn't open the restaurant because everyone that I'm trying to get a loan from, what they have a short-term loan, and then the other thing is I need at least $200,000 to open a loan, to open it. At the time, we had only $50,000, and then they couldn't even finance us the rest.
Yeah, it's very hard to get financing these days. Extremely hard,
yeah.
Especially for startup companies. For equipment, it's not so hard. I mean, I could do loans for equipment on a startup company. But
let me ask something. When you do equipment for a startup company, how much do you do for equipment?
Typically, the most
what's
we can
the
do
maximum?
It'd be anywhere from $30,000 to $49,500, actually. You know, it just depends
okay.
on the credit and the industry type and things of that nature. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but that would be specifically for equipment.
If I'm looking to expand my business, my private mailbox, I'm trying to rent a different location to make it bigger. Do you guys provide a loan for that?
We have working capital loans. You can use those funds however you need to. We don't monitor the use of those. So, for example, if you needed to use it for inventory or payroll or taxes or like in your example, you have a new location, it's not monitored. We don't monitor the use of it. But absolutely, usually we'll lend a percentage of your annual sales. Do you happen to know what the gross annual sales were last year by any chance?
I think it's six. Baby, how much money did we make last year here? I think it's about 60 or 70,000.
Okay. So, I mean, we'll only usually lend around 10% of the annual sales, so maybe working capital wouldn't be idea for you in that case because it'd be a really small loan amount, probably only, you know, 6 or 7,000 at the most.
Yeah. No, I don't need that.
Right. But for equipment, the sky's really the limit. You know, if there was any equipment involved in that, then it's more of a traditional type of loan.
I will have equipment involved. You know, but I don't want to have money goes toward the equipment and then have them sit down making payment and then I'm not producing any income. That would be dumb.
Right. No, absolutely. You definitely want to, on equipment, whenever we do a loan for equipment, we actually do a write-up on the company and we want to see what sort of profit you'll make for the new equipment. So if you were, for example, a bulldozer company and you purchased a bulldozer, you want to know that, you know, this new bulldozer is going to provide you, new jobs and be able to turn around your product faster and show us a profit that you'd be able to obviously make money off of it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense, correct?
Yeah.
But
because what I have a shipping company, which is one of the private mailbox. So what I'm trying to do, what I have in mind, is to find out if I can get at least $50,000, okay, on a loan, which I can, if I can pay that loan in 5 years, that would be great. So I get that money, I will open a larger place, and then I will use about $10,000 to $20,000 on that one toward marketing.
Gotcha.
So therefore, I can recover my, I can recover my expenses and then pay the loan faster. And then once I do that, then I can start getting more loan for the equipment.
That makes sense.
But my main concern is the mailbox. So I need about 12 to $12,000 to $20,000 for private mailbox that I need to update on my private mailbox. We do the place. It will probably cost me like $30,000 to redo the whole place the way I want to do it. And the $20,000 will just go toward marketing.
Towards marketing, gotcha. I mean, I think for the mailbox, so what I'm, to get this right, this is actual mailboxes that would be inside the building that people, like a P.O. box, for example.
Yes, people
would just not a P.O. box. Okay.
It's not a P.O. box, but this is private mailbox. It means that it doesn't say P.O. box. P.O. box stands for post office.
Right.
Box. So ours is PMB, which is private mailbox. It gives you a complete home address.
Well, okay, very cool. It's a great business,
you know,
actually.
Like an office address, yeah.
Yeah, it works out great for a lot of companies.
Yeah, right now it's high demand, but I don't have money to do marketing, and I don't have money to do marketing, and then my place doesn't really look good, so therefore I can't charge customer what I want to charge them.
I understand. Okay.
You see, so I was trying to move in a different place where I get better business. You know, the place that look nice, neat. Then if the customer comes, I don't even have 24 hours access. They need 24 hours access. You know, so if I have 24 hours access, I will get more customer, a lot more customers. Imagine that I'm charging customers $15 a month, which is the base price for a mailbox, and I have 600 mailboxes. You know?
Oh, okay.
And then it's a high demand right now.
No, absolutely. That's a great business model because, I mean, a lot of companies use that for tax purposes and things of that nature, or, you know, they might be a home office. They don't want to give out their home address for the business, and it just makes it more centralized, easier for tax purposes, more consolidated. No, it definitely makes sense. So on average, it sounds like if you have 600 mailboxes, you're charging $15 per mailbox. That's $9,000 a month, you know, gross revenue there. And that's assuming every mailbox is full and, you know, that you get paid on time and everything. So,
yeah.
But as far as a loan for...
Yeah, let me ask something. I have a tax accounting business. Okay, and I am an accountant. Last year... I have not me personally received the money, but on my statement, it will show that I have about a little bit over $400,000 as me need to recognize the income.
Okay.
Okay, but the income then, all the income then come to me. But according to IRS, there's the way I have to recognize the income and then send the income back out.
Right.
But the majority of that goes out. But on my return, it will show you that I have an income of that amount. So will that help for me to qualify for a loan or no?
You said around 4,000?
400,000.
400. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're looking for a loan for a working capital, we can lend up to 10% of that sometimes. And so you're looking at around 40,000 right there. So definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's a company that are you a sole proprietorship or is it a DBA?
Me and my wife. Everything that I have is me and my wife.
Gotcha.
That's
okay.
The only person I trust, even though she give me headaches.
They all do, right?
We all do, yeah. This is the only person that I trust in my life. Nobody else, man.
That's good. That's good. It's good that you have that.
Yeah, that's the only. She's here. She knows that too. Cause whatever I'm doing, I even though she's sometimes not involved in my activity, I just include her.
Well, that's good. That's very good that you have that. So.
Yeah. So what do you think? So if I'm trying to get the loan, cause what happened is I'm trying to get the loan by July, around July. That's where I was projecting myself.
Well, the turnaround time on working capital is very fast. I mean, we can get a working capital loan done for you in a very short amount of time.
Okay, but what's your percentage of interest? That's one. And then second thing is, how long do I have to repay the loan?
You know, it's all really subjective to what they find. It's not really, you know, a cut and dry one type product loan, you know what I mean? But from my experience, you know, I've seen loans up to 3 years. I've seen them as short as 6 months. So, I mean, it's not really the answer you want to get. But As far as the actual amount goes, I feel comfortable we can get probably at least 40,000, maybe even a little bit more. You know, usually we lend anywhere from 6% up to 15% of a company's business, of their annual sales, and that's gross. That's before any taxes are taken out. So with that being said, you know, we're the only banks that will actually lend off the higher amount. A lot of companies will go off the net amount, which means after payroll, after taxes, after, you know, you pay your light bill and stuff like that. So
yeah, I got you, which has come up to me like probably like 40, 50, maybe $60,000.
Right. And then, you know, with your current company, we can maybe get another $6,000 or $7,000 right now just on the mailbox company as well. So we're going to be in the ballpark of what you're looking for. But it would probably be, you know, with the initial relationship, and I'm sure you've heard this from lots of other companies you've worked with, that it's going to be probably, I'd say anywhere from 8 months to maybe 18 months, you know, just depending on what they find. How long have you had the accountant company for? How long has it been established for?
Gosh. When did I have my tax accounting? When did I register? I had my tax accounting since 2002.
Okay, so it's been...
When did I register? That was back in... As an LLC, that was back in 2008 or 2009.
Okay, so it's definitely established, and I can prove a good time in business, so that'll help us out. So I mean,
I have that thing for since 2002, and I have my EIN number registered. I'm not the EIN, but my PITIN number and everything registered with the IRS for over 12 years.
Perfect. Okay. So yeah, as long as it's past 2 years, then you're no longer considered really a startup company.
Okay. No.
So that's going to help you out quite a bit.
2 years.
And we provide financing.
So it's way past 6 years.
Now, with my experience with accounting companies, though, being that our loans are cash flow driven for the most part, I mean, personal credit does matter, and so does business credit, but we really look at cash flow for the actual amount that we lend. But is that more seasonal? Obviously, in tax season, you're busier.
Or is it pretty consistent? Taxes, I'm very busy. The reason why I'm not really busy right now, because I have two locations, so I have to manage one. I have to manage both at the same time. So if I have that and I move to the other location, I will have one location, both businesses inside one location. That's what I'm trying to do. So my other things to you, I would not want to take a loan that I have to pay back that quick. You know, I need at least 3 years to pay the loan. If I can find me a loan that I can pay within 3 years, I don't even need it.
Right.
Especially with a $50,000 loan, I don't even need it. The reason why, because I want to be able to pay a lump sum payment every year. Like, let's just put it this way. Not every year, but I'm making the payment, but I want to be able to pay at least, if I take $50,000, I can probably pay like, $18,000 or $15,000 or $18,000 every year.
Gotcha.
So therefore, I can just finish paying it, or $20,000 every year, so I can finish paying it. So, what's your interest on those type of loan? What's the highest end of interest?
Well, we really don't have the 3-year unsecured working capital. I mean, it's pretty much non-existent. Have you applied with any larger banks or local banks or anyone that you currently work with, of that nature?
I apply with Wells Fargo, but they go by my personal.
Right.
And my personal credit is fine. Since I have credit card with them, and I have like 13 credit cards, so they refuse to give me a loan for my business.
Well, that might be what they're saying, but I mean, they may not even have that. I mean, from my experience, obviously this is what I do for a living, and I see people with lines of credit and things of that nature from larger banks, and usually it's a company that has 500 plus employees, and what that larger bank will do is they'll put a umbrella lien on a business and basically just have a lien on an entire company and lend based off of that and give them a line of credit. But as far as, ever since 2008, things have changed drastically. So it's really hard for a company that isn't, a huge company to get a bank loan from a large bank. They're just pretty much non-existent. So, I mean, I understand that you're looking for more of a traditional type loan with 3-year term. But candidly, it's just really not out there. I don't know of anyone that lends that type of loan to a smaller business, and I haven't seen that in a very, very, very long time. So, but I mean, as far as getting the funds to you, we could do that. And you can pay these off early as well. I mean, they will give you a benefit to pay it off early. There's no prepayment penalty. It's a transparent loan too. Yeah, I was actually just going to go into that. It's a very transparent loan, so the cost is shown up front. It's a fixed cost that you pay for the fund, so it's not annualized. It's not something that revolves or compounds or accrues more interest over time. But it's definitely not going to be, you know, 3 years. Maybe 2 years. I've seen that occasionally. But, I mean, realistically, you're probably looking at...
Let's put it this way. If I want to do 2 years, how much... If I take $50,000 and I want to do 2 years payment, how much am I going to pay back?
For $50,000 over 2 years, it's unsecured financing, so it's not going to be the cheapest cost of funds out there. I mean, it's just not. But I really don't know, but I'll give you an idea ballpark. Let's say...
Am I going to pay $60,000?
Probably more like $65,000 to $68,000, you know, in that ballpark.
Okay.
As a total payback amount. It could be around $60,000. I just don't know until I get the approval, obviously. But my bigger concern is that getting you a term of 2 years, I don't think that's going to be possible. It's just I don't think that's available out there with any bank, to be honest with you. Okay. Yeah, it's just definitely changed a lot. Unsecured financing is basically the market now for small businesses. There's really no...
So let me ask you something. If I pay off the loan before the two-year term, do I still pay? All the interest?
No, not at all. Actually, we offer early payoff benefits. Some as high as 25% of the actual cost at that time. We also have... It just depends on the approval, like I said, but it'll go through the algorithm, come back with an approval, then give us the payoff, early payoff benefit as well. But it could be 5% of the remaining payment stream, for example. It could be 10% of the outstanding interest, 25% of the cost. So it just depends on the approval I get. But yes, they do offer early payoff benefits, to answer your question. Now, if you want to pay off early, we'd like to give you a benefit for doing so. It only makes sense to you.
Wow.
But it's just a different world out there than it was, almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
But equipment is more traditional.
Let me tell my wife real quick.
Sure.
Let me explain that to her real quick. So let me ask something. So if I wanted to take equipment loan, how does that work?
So equipment loan is much more traditional. It's just we basically hold the equipment as the collateral, and it would be a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years with one monthly payment. You can, and that's how that would work. We have several different options on equipment. You can do a lease with like a dollar buyout, or you can just do what's called an equipment finance agreement, which means that the bill to ship to address is your company. You own the equipment outright. As soon as it's paid off, there's no buyout or anything at the end of the lease, or loan, I mean. But that's more of a traditional type one. And really, the sky's the limit on the cost as far as that goes. We just want to make sure, obviously, like you mentioned before, that you're making money off of the equipment that you do finance. So it wouldn't make sense to do that. I mean, but how much would you say? So you mentioned your equipment in this case would be the mailboxes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much does the average mailbox cost, or have you talked to vendors with a... Have they given you any idea of cost?
Yeah, if I need 600 mailboxes, it will cost me about... between 18,000 to 20,000.
Okay. So we could do the equipment, as one loan, and then do the working capital for the difference. And that's something I do all the time for clients. We're able to do two different loans, equipment specific, which is a better option, really. It gives you a longer term to pay back the equipment. And then the working capital is a renewable source of funds also. So let's say if you took $40,000 in working capital and you're halfway paid into that loan in 9 months or 10 months or whatever it ends up being, then you're eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term then too. So it is a renewable source of funds at that point.
So let me ask something. If I take $20,000 for the equipment for the mailbox.
Right.
Okay. What's the interest on that one?
Those range, as well. But I've seen interest rates as low as 3.7. I've seen them for a startup company as high as 18%. Well, obviously, you're not a startup company, so it wouldn't be that situation. But you're just moving locations. You're not starting up a completely new company.
No.
Or opening up a new location.
I'm just repairing it anyway.
Right. So, I mean, right now, rates are at all-time low.
If I take the $20,000 for the equipment and then $30,000 for working capital, so how does that work?
Well, it'd be two different loans. I mean, the equipment's just one different loan. It'd be a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years with one monthly payment. The working capital loan is the shorter-term unsecured financing that's just based off the annual's gross revenue, or the company's gross revenue for the most part. Hopefully, you know, I don't know what would happen. Like I said, we don't have a specific program. It just depends on risk factors that they find. But it could be 2 years, it could be 18 months, it could be 12 months. It just depends on the approval, really.
Okay.
But I can't tell you as far as anything out there.
If they approve it and I don't like it, I can just turn it down.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no obligation to go forward once you're approved. Unfortunately, though, I'm stuck in a position where I don't know the answers until I get the approval, and then I'll be able to show you. But absolutely, I mean, there's no obligation to go forward, of course. In order to fund the loan, we have to send out the loan documents for you to be signed. It's multiple pages, and that would be we do a site inspection, things of that nature as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not something that we just get approval and you have to take it. Right, in some cases. You know, in your case, we may not have to. If it was a company that was fairly new or maybe a really high loan amount, they'll do a site inspection just to make sure that there's no fraud going on, to make sure that it's not some false company that's working out of someone's garage or something like that, for example. But we know that's not the case with you. But they still do a site inspection from time to time, just really for your protection for the most part.
Okay. So here's the thing. Give me by send the application to me. Give me by June. Once you send the application to me, I'll go over it, review it, and then also can you send me the policy or agreement so we can read it?
I really, I don't have. I can't really do that until I get the approval. But between now and then, I could probably send you out something that I've done in the past and just white out some information, but we have probably 15 different type of loan programs. You know, there's several. We work with pretty much any industry out there, from an industry like yours to, private healthcare companies to construction companies. So there's different programs based off of, the data that we've gathered on how we're paid back and things of that nature. So it's hard for me to really pinpoint what you're going to fall into.
So let me ask you something quickly. All right, let me ask you this real quick.
Sure.
So if I'm approved and then you send me the document to go over it, how long do I have to say yes or no?
Usually I can hold approval for you for anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. I mean, we can hold it for quite a while. And then at that point, really all I need to do to have you reapproved is just see a more recent current bank statement if it's gone past that point.
Okay.
So we could look at your most recent bank statement.
Once if I'm approved and you guys approve me, you send me the contract or the terms and condition, right?
Exactly, correct. Yeah, once you're approved and we figure out an amount that you want to and a term and everything, and you're good to go with that, all I need from you at that point would just be a copy of your driver's license to make sure that we have your name correct on the loan documents, and a copy of a voided business check to make sure that we have the correct information to wire the funds to, so we can get it directly to your account. And that's it. And then we send out the loan documents add that information into the loan documents, send it out to you, sign the loan documents.
So whenever you take a loan like this, do you take personal information from the owner?
Everything is involved, really. We look at business credit, personal credit, like I mentioned, time and business, which is good in your case for the accounting company. And that's really the factors that go into it. We look at loans that you've taken in the past and how you've paid those back. You know, comparable debt if it's equipment.
So I have purchased one loan that is equipment, and I have car loans. That's it. I just bought me a car.
Right. So you probably have loans that you're paying or have paid off in the past that we call it's comparable debt is what we call it. So if you're looking at around $19,000 to $20,000 for the mailboxes, then you've probably got a loan out there you paid back in the past that's been around $19,000 or $20,000. Maybe even a mortgage or something like that. but they'll look at how you've paid loans of that nature back.
Okay. So here's the thing. Send the application over to me. Give me by the end of July. Because this is where I'm trying to make the decision.
Okay, that works.
I'm thinking about that and see if we're going to move forward or not.
Yeah, not a problem. I think I still have your email address down. If you use the Hotmail account, I have PWACCILIEN 2010 at hotmail.com.
Yes.
All right. And my name is Dennis Sanders as well, if you remember that. I can... All my contact information will be on the email I sent you, and I'll just send you out what we would need for both approvals, and then go from there.
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right, Winsley, well, it's good to hear that you're doing well, and sorry that restaurant didn't work out, but it's definitely a very, very hard industry to get it started out in, for sure. It's
trust me.
It was if I recall, it was for South African Caribbean. That's right.
Yeah, Caribbean.
Caribbean food is amazing. I love it. I used to work with a guy. His wife was from the Caribbeans, and he would always bring food to work. It was great.
That might be Haitian.
Possibly. She was from...
That is Haitian or Jamaican? Haitian, Trinidad. Those are the three nations in the Caribbean that will do such a thing. Bring food... Bring homemade food to work.
I know. I was like, "You gotta stop. You're gonna make me fat."
Yeah. Yep. All right, Dennis. I'll let you go. Send it to me, and then my wife and I will go in and see how we're gonna proceed with this.
Okay, my friend.
I definitely need something.
Sounds good to me. I'll get it out to you as soon as possible.
No problem, man. Thanks.
You too. It was great talking to you. Great to be back in touch.
Bye, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.